You know, in the last few years, Justice Ginsburg has achieved sort of an iconic status, especially among younger people and hipsters and people like that. And she's developed, and that translates to, you know, the mourning. I mean, this is a public mourning. It's a public loss, and people feel bad, and they want to mourn publicly, and they want to honor somebody who is such an icon on the court.
And she has presided over cases defending equal rights and civil rights. Is there any particular cases that, you know, will forever remain in your memory?
Justice Ginsburg, before she became a justice, was one of the country's leading advocates on equal rights, women's rights, going back to the 70s. And she's responsible for forging, a great deal of this law and putting it into the mainstream when she was an advocate. And when she was on the bench, she followed through with that ideology. And I think one of her first cases in 96 was the Virginia Military Institute case, and she wrote the opinion on that, integrating or allowing women into a military academy. And it's hard to believe it took that long for a case like that to develop or that kind of policy to change. But that was one of her leading cases and one of her legacy cases. And today, I think we can take for granted that we have women in the military academies, or at least the Virginia Military Academy, like that. So she was influential on that issue.
As far as, the pay gap between men and women, I know that she is credited for assistance in bringing up the wages for women.
Yeah, she brought pay equity, to the courts. And I think some of her thoughts on that, I mean, I can't speak for who, but, she brought the pay equity issue to the courts, and it's still somewhat an unfinished task if you look at data.